on the kitchen stove, and they got water from the outside and filled the tub, and the daddy took his bath, and the kids took their bath right back of him. So, and then they went to bed, because they believed that if a man would get chilled, he would catch pneumonia. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't think of it in the same, quite the same terms as we do. It's an infection. If you got in any way, it's chilled. So he'd go right to bed. The children will put to bed after the bath. Usually that was maybe once a week, and sometime if it was pretty cold, it delayed 2 or 3 weeks or month. And people all wore longis in those days.
Yeah.
Now you don't see that.
Well, you dry it off with a what after you?
Well, a towel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, the water, nowadays you get water out of the...
Well, we got a line that brings it right in the house. I got a heater, a
just
water heater. I can step in the shower in 2 minutes.
Just turn on the what?
Yeah. Well, you turn on the faucet.
Yeah. But it, now out in the yard, you might have a what that you can get water out of. You got a...
You mean in the old days?
Well, now you can get it out of...
Oh, it comes out of the out of the line.
Yeah, you got a what out in the yard you can turn
on.
Oh,
well, hydrant. I got one right down there.
Have you got any problems with the pipes you ever have in
no.
there? You never had any problems with your pipes?
Mm-hmm.
You get so cold that they'll...
Oh, well, yes, they will freeze in winter. You have to drain them out.
Yeah.
If it gets below 25 degrees, they will. That's what you see, we watch that in wintertime.
Yeah.
When they say below 25, well, I'd go out and close the water off and drain them out.
Have you ever had any problems with them?
No, never had. If I go off somewhere and I know I'm gone for several days, well, I drain them, I close it and drain it ahead of time in winter. But summer, I don't worry about that.
Yeah. And nowadays, when the light burns out, you just put it in a new
bulb, that's all.
Yeah, but you used to have...
We had lamps.
And you used what in?
Kerosene. You had to take your every night you lit your lamps.
Call it coal.
Coal oil, they call it coal oil, you understand? That was a derivative. You see, actually you were burning kerosene, which is a derivative of petroleum. It's a petroleum
yeah.
product.
Yeah.
But coal oil was extracted from the coal in the early days. And that's how the time came about to be call it all coal oil.
What did nails come in? They came in.
Well, they came in kegs. You bought them in kegs. You
and they had up. They had what around? They had those metal things that ran around the stairs.
Around the stairs, they had metal bands.
Yeah.
They came in small kegs about that size, and you could buy them in different sizes, from the smallest to large.
Now, out in the field, they'd have a, you know, when they bring water in a jug, what would it have in the top of it sometimes?
Well, the way they plugged the top of the jug up was with a corn cob.
Yeah. Or,
and they had these earthen jugs because they kept the water cool.
And most of the bottles you got in the pharmacy, what would they have in the top?
Well, in the early days they had corks. But later on you had screw caps of metal first, then plastic in the latter days.
Now, some of the things, tools you'd have around the house, like to drive nails, you had a...
Well, you had a hammer, a hatchet.
Yeah.
A house would have a crowbar. They would have saws.
Yeah.
You had to have several types of saws.
To keep things sharp with.
You had a wheel. Whatever they call it, the wheel. I can't call the name right now. But it was hand operated, you understand?
Yeah.
It could be operated with your feet, or it could be operated, it was a